You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, in for Talia Schlanger. Today, The National made an album, and in the process, the score for a movie as well.
You were waiting outside for me.
It all started with an out-of-the-blue email from Mike Mills. No, not Mike Mills from REM. Mike Mills, the filmmaker who directed the movies Beginners and 20th Century Women.
He's one of my favorite, probably my favorite American filmmaker, I would say, living.
That's Matt Berninger of The National. He's a fan, clearly. Alongside bandmate Aaron Dessner, they'll talk about creating two very different forms of art. But first, let's get into it with a live performance from the stage of World Cafe Live. It's You Had Your Soul With You, The National, on World Cafe. That's You Had Your Soul With You from The National, from the stage of World Cafe Live. Their new collaborative album and film with director Mike Mills is called I Am Easy to Find. This is World Cafe. I'm Kaleo, joined by Matt Berninger and Aaron Dessner from the band. Welcome back, guys.
Hi, Kaleo. Thanks.
Thank you.
So this project started with an email. First off, congrats on using email and not Instagram direct messenger.
Is there a new thing?
It seems to be people are afraid of email. So that's a nice thing that it went that way.
Yeah.
So you're about to go on vacation when you get an email.
We're about to go on tour, actually. We were about to go on tour for Sleep Well Beast when we got an email from Mike wanting to do something. And we were about to, you know, we were like, well, that'd be great. but we were so far and like about to head on tour for Sleep Well Beast and stuff. So like making a whole new project at that point what seemed like a not something we were planning, but he wanted to do something. We just gave him a lot of songs that we had sitting around, and it just started happening. You know, it was like the project sort of was born and kind of just kind of gestated on its own without anybody really.
Were you familiar with his work when he approached you?
Yeah, big fan.
Oh,
huge
cool.
Fan. Yeah, I love his movies. He's one of my favorite. He's probably my favorite American filmmaker, I would say, living. Probably. And so, we were all really flattered when we found out that he was a fan of ours, and we all just try to think of like, well, how do we like suck him into this more than how do we really, if he's available, let's use him.
Yeah, that's cool. So what was his pitch to you?
His pitch was just a video or something, but then we sent him 15 songs and we said, well, we're not, you know, pick something you want to do or, you know, do something more than just a video. So he picked like 7 songs and started like pulling them apart. And then he came up with this, after a month or so, he came up with this plan, this film, and using parts of songs and stuff. And then that film started cooking, and then we started cooking more of the record. And
yeah, Mike was, it was cool. We gave him all the underlying audio of the songs that we sent him, so all the stems, and in the film he used those 6 or 7 songs that he chose of ours that we then finished, but he used them in really different ways than we would, where he was breaking them apart and kind of mixing. He used the string section from one song on another song that happened to be in the same key, and then he would isolate the drums. It kind of led us down a new path, I think, and so we wrote a bunch of stuff in response to the film that kind of filled out and became the whole album.
Yeah, we're talking to The National here. Matt and Aaron are joining us. The new album is called I Am Easy to Find. Let's go back to the stage of World Cafe for a performance we recorded earlier of the title track. It's The National on World Cafe. That's The National from the stage of World Cafe performing the title track of their new album, I Am Easy to Find. Absolutely beautiful. We're joined by Matt and Aaron. Guys, the guest vocalist, who's performing with you today on stage?
We have Kate Stables, who is from Bristol, England. Well, she's actually from Plymouth, England. I get that wrong. And she has a band called This Is The Kit, and she sings a bunch on the album. She sings on Rylan and on I Am Easy to Find and a bunch of others. And then there's Pauline de Lassou, who's actually my brother Bryce's wife, and she's Parisian, and she has her band is called Mina Tyndall, and she sings lead on Oblivions and all over the album.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Oblivions here on World Cafe from The National.
It's still always you. Every morning I sing of no matter what, how I want you.
A little bit of Oblivions from The National on World Cafe. I'm Easy to Find is the name of the new album. The album is beautiful and quite different than records of The National past. What makes it captivating to me is there are so many different guest voices front and center. Sharon Van Etten, Brooklyn Youth Chorus, Lisa Hannigan, among others. A lot of women's voices, a lot of females' voices. And I know that you also said it's not a woman thing, it's about identity. But I happen to think it's pretty cool that this identity is shared by and large through women artists.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the whole thing was in service of a bigger idea, and there is a woman at the center of that idea, and for sure, you know, with Mike's film and everything. And so Mike always writes about women. He's had two older sisters and a really, really strong mother and stuff, and he's always felt really comfortable doing it. My wife has also written a lot with the band, so the two of those things kind of fed each other, and a lot of us have daughters and stuff like that. So we were thinking about women for sure, and I'm always writing about women, you know. So this wasn't that different, but it was less of a male gaze, more sort of like from the inside out, looking out at gender and marriage and relationships and all that kind of stuff, and what makes an identity, and what is a gender, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's like that was something we were all, that was an onion we were definitely trying to get to the middle of a little bit.
And I take it Mike was on that same, on the other side with the film, thinking about that as well.
He was on the other side of the same onion, yeah.
There you go, working your way towards the bloom.
Something
like that. Here with The National on World Cafe. Let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live and listen to another performance from the band. This is the song, Where Is Her Head? It's on World Cafe.
Where are her hands? Where she's all too right. I think I'm running away. I think I'm running away. She I think I'm running away. I hate she loving you. But she's all too right. I think I'm hitting the wall.
The National, recorded live for World Cafe. That's Where Is Her Head, from the new album called I Am Easy to Find. We're here with Aaron Dessner and Matt Berninger. And we're also talking about the short film that was directed by Mike Mills in conjunction with the band. You know, the album contains so many great guest vocalists throughout. Can you tell me a little bit about Light Years, in particular, Gail Ann Dorsey's contributions? And for those that may not know, can you tell people who she is?
You met her first, right?
Yeah, Gail Ann Dorsey, she's a bassist and guitarist who was David Bowie's bass player for over 30 years, and she lives in Kingston, New York, which is near Hudson, New York, near where I live and have the studio, and we played a Hudson Valley progressive political rally for the midterm elections together called Hudson Valley Votes, and I was side of stage, and she got up, and I'd never met her, and she got up with Jack DeJohnette and Natalie Merchant, and they played Imagine. Jack DeJohnette, who, you know, the famous drummer, he was actually playing piano, but her voice was just like, I couldn't believe how just the resonance in this like giant beautiful voice. And she came off stage and I was introduced to her, and then we invited her to come to the studio, and she just came for 10 hours one day, and we just basically went through all the songs, and then she came back another time. But so on Light Years she sings with Matt, and yeah, it's just one of those magical.
She's only five songs in the record.
I think she's on seven.
But yeah, I mean, and that song was sort of written after the film was made, but Mike liked it so much, and he felt it kind of made a lot of sense with the film. He used it in the credits.
Well, it's interesting also that it's the bookend to the album, yeah, as well as the bookend to the movie. It's my favorite song on the record. It's absolutely gorgeous. We'd love to play just a little bit of it here on World Cafe.
Do it.
You could have been right there next to me, and I'd have never known. Oh, the glory of it all was lost on me. till I saw how hard it'd be to reach you, and I would always be light years away from you.
That's a little bit of Light Years featuring vocal contributions of Gail and Dorsey. We're talking to The National here. Matt and Aaron are here joining us. I Am Easy to Find is the name of the new album and the short film with director Mike Mills. Let's go to the stage of World Cafe Live one last time to hear a live recording of the song Not in Kansas. It's The National here on World Cafe.
Write it down, shave your head, draw a crown, move back home with mom and dad. The pool is drained and they're not there. My bedroom is a stranger's gun room. Ohio's in a downward spiral. Can't go back there anymore since all right opium went viral. I am not in Kansas. Where I am, I don't know where. Take me for a walk and blame this on the water dripping off the spear. You even get to wear a dress and feed his flesh to wayward mothers. Everyone is so impressed. Teachers, neighbors, daughters, fathers. The First Testament was really great. The sequel was incredible. Like the Godfathers of the first two strokes, every document's indelible. Infidels and heartbreak beats and smidges of bad ecstasy. I must have left it in my pocket with my Christianity and my rocket. I'm binging hard on Annette Bening and listening to R.E.M. again. Begin the begin, over and over, begin the begin. Over and over, I am not in Kansas. Where I am, I don't know where. Take me for a walk and blame this on the water dripping off the spear. Getting shorter, I'm a child at the border. Oh godmother, you can't ignore us. There isn't anybody else left to love us. I wanted you when I was a child. I raked the leaves and I started fires. Now I'm reading whatever you give me. It's half your fault, so half forgive me. Way behind in reflex math, biphasic, sleepless, emotional crashes. 2 days into one, shove them together. I always wake up way before the weather. My mother needs an army, and I'm scared that I won't, scared that I won't have the balls to punch a Nazi. Father, what is wrong with me? I am not in Kansas. Where I am, I don't know where. Take me for a walk and blame this on the water dripping off the spear. Oil droppers, rubber gloves, I rake the leaves, I lit them up. I read whatever it is you give me. It's half your fault, so half forgive me. at the real Neil Armstrong. Taught me to play cutthroat at my Aunt Angela's house. My dad's skate got caught in the ice. He drove us home with a spiral fracture. It was then I was enlightened. Roberta Flack, the whole way home I was entirely unfrightened. Dozing off and eternally unalone. The flowers cover over everything. They cover over everything. The flowers cover over everything. I am not in Kansas. Where I am, I don't know where. Take me for a walk and blame this on the water dripping off the spear.
That's The National on World Cafe. I am Kaleo. Matt and Aaron are here from the band. Their new album is called I Am Easy to Find. It's available now, as well as the short film directed by Mike Mills that's up too.
Congrats on the album.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it. And come back and see us again soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
It's The National. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.